Thank God for his presence. Amen. Hope you're excited to be here tonight. I am just thrilled to death to be in the house of God, to be in his presence, to be among his people, and to know that we have access to heaven, that we can begin to pray down blessings from above on our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members, that we can begin to believe God to do great things. And tonight we're going to pray for folks. How many of you came in tonight and you have a card, a prayer card for someone you've asked if you can pray for them, and you have something you can pray for? If you'd go ahead and lift your hand up real high, those who have prayer cards tonight, praise God. Amen. All right. Those that are around those who have prayer cards, I want you to mark those people, take note of them. In a moment, we're going to stand, and I'm going to have those who have prayer cards to raise them up so you can see who they are. And as we all stand, I want those who don't have prayer cards to gather around those who do. And then they're going to take a moment to share the name of the person and what they would like prayer for. And then you'll touch and agree on those particular needs. For example, tonight I've got a young woman named Sheena. She's the receptionist/cashier at the barbershop that I go to. And so as she grew up in the church, but she's away from God, and the Lord opened the door. One day, she almost got raped, and she was sharing this story with the barber and myself, and I said, "Thank God you're safe. Thank God you're safe. Thank God you're okay." And the Lord protected her, but she turned around and she looked at me and she said, "Are you a pastor?" It's amazing. I never said anything about, you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a Christian. I never tried to witness to her or anything. And she said, you even sound like a pastor. Are you a pastor? And I said, did you grow up in the church, you know? And of course, she had grown up in the church, but she's away from God. But I said, "Do you want prayer?" And she said, "Yeah, would you pray for me?" She wants prayer for her family. She said, "We are divided, and I think there needs to be some more togetherness, love, and support, some reconciliation, in other words, in her family." And she was praying for health for her mom, that the Lord would touch her mom. But I'm believing that God will also bring her home. She is on the line, folks. She's on the line. I'm believing the Lord is going to reel her in. He said, "I will make you fishers of men." Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Let's stand together. And those, listen, please remember, those of you who had cards from last week, we're to continue to pray for those that you've already received cards from. Amen. So please remember that. Those who do have cards with you tonight, even if they're cards from last week, please raise those cards up. Tonight again, please raise those cards up so those around you can see them. And folks that don't have cards, see those that are around you. And let's begin to gather around those that have cards right now. Those that don't, please gather around those that do. And they're going to share with you the name and what's to be prayed for, and then we're going to believe God for a miracle. Hallelujah. And once they share the name and the need, go ahead and go right into prayer. Go ahead and go right into prayer and begin to storm the heavens for these folks.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, we thank you for every need that is being represented in this house tonight. Father, we thank you for your power to answer every of our needs. Oh God, Jesus Christ, and supplying us, Jesus Christ, what it takes, oh God, for us to stand even at this time to praise your name, oh God. Father, I thank you, Jesus Christ, that we can call upon your name. I thank you, Jesus Christ, because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, oh God. Father, you answer to all our prayers. yes, oh God. Father, we depend upon you tonight. Father, we depend upon your answers tonight. We depend upon the power, Jesus Christ, that comes as a result of knowing who you are, Jesus. Well, Father, we are your people. This is your church, oh God. This is your church, Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking that you move, oh God, supernaturally tonight and touch souls, oh God, and touch hearts, oh God, and touch homes, oh God, and touch schools, oh God, and touch different churches, Jesus Christ, that they will all be on fire for you, Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, oh God. We want to honor you. You are a good God. You are a good God. Father, you are a good God, Jesus Christ. We want to worship you tonight. We want to thank you tonight. We want to praise your name tonight. We want to shout, oh God, Jesus Christ, that there is none like you, oh God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We honor you, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, be glorified tonight. Be glorified in this house. Father, we've come with different problems. We come with different difficulties. We come with different questions, oh God. Father, we are asking, oh God, that you answer every question, oh God, in our house tonight, oh God. Oh, Jesus Christ, because there is truly none like you, oh God. Oh, we worship you tonight. Oh, Father God, be worshipped tonight. Father, let your name be exalted in this house tonight. Father, we want to exalt your name tonight because through Jesus Christ, we have come to worship you. We have come to praise you. We have come to sing to you, oh God. We have come to bring our problems unto you tonight because truly you are a good God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We want to worship you, oh God. We want to worship you, Jesus. We want to worship you. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you that this is a very, very important time in our lives, particularly as Christians, that when we gather here to pray, we truly want to pray. We truly want to touch heaven. There is nothing you want of the Lord he will not do for you. He has given us that promise, and we have to always believe that he can. We always come to his presence, not doubting, but believing that he can. It doesn't matter whatever you are going through tonight. It doesn't matter what your problems are. We have a very big God. And for those of you who came here tonight with prayer requests, I want you to believe that the Lord has heard your prayers. And also believe that he said when he heard that he has answered. And he has answered the prayers. Amen. Let us give the Lord glory. Let us glorify the Lord.
Father, right while we're standing here, touch people tonight. Heal people. Lift people up. Touch us, God. Unite us in prayer to you tonight. And let your presence come down, and we thank you for it. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're a God that answers prayer. And lift us tonight to believe you, to reach out in faith, and receive everything you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And let's give the Lord a big clap offering tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, before you sit down, turn around and say to two or three people, our God answers prayer. And mean it. Tell somebody that. God answers prayer. Yes. Yes, he answers prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we're here. Amen. You can sit down if you can sit down. I'd like to call your attention tonight to the 20th Psalm. I read this so many years. I've been reading this for 70 years. And I never noticed this before. Isn't that something? I've been reading this for 70 years and I never noticed this about this psalm. This is a prayer for somebody when they pray that God will answer their prayer. May the Lord answer you in the day of your trouble. It's a psalm of King David expressing the heart of God, and this was a prayer he was praying for his chief musician. He was praying this prayer. He says, God, whenever he prays, answer his prayer. He was expressing the heart of God. Jesus prayed for you in the 17th chapter of St. John's. Jesus Christ is praying for you now. And he's waiting for your prayers because he wants to answer them. He wants you to pray to Father in the name of Jesus. And your prayers touch God because Jesus is there to present them. Because he is there crucified. His blood is powerful tonight, just as powerful as the day it was shed. Isn't this wonderful? May the Lord answer you. May the name of the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, defend you. May the God's name, we bear it, and it defends us. And David is praying that. May he send you help from heaven or the sanctuary. That's where God is now. He was thinking of the earthly tabernacle. And strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all of your offerings and accept your burnt offering. The greatest offering was the burnt offering. That was the ultimate offering. It was a total sacrifice. And he says, may he remember, may he, God remember, be faithful, and remember all of your offerings. Do you know that giving is part of prayer? Giving is one way of praying. It's a method of praying. You're giving, you're turning loose, and it connects to God just like prayer connects to God. I think it's the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Where God speaks to Cornelius, the Roman, and says to him, your prayers and your giving has come up as a memorial before me. Your prayers and your alms or your giving, your offerings and your praying, I have seen them. God sees the offerings and he takes note of, and your offerings will connect along with your prayers. So I'm going to hurry, but it's so important that you give when God says to give. It will lift your faith. Give when God says give. Give when the Lord says give, give. Whatever he asks you to give, he'll talk to you about giving. And as you turn loose in your giving, it lifts your faith. It will help you in your prayer, help you to believe God. It's so important that you really consist, because we're here to get through to God. We're here for you to get through to see the miracles. I need miracles in my life. You need miracles in your life. And one of the methods of getting through to God is turning loose when you pray. Turn loose. When God says, give to the missions, give. Whenever he says to you, do something, do it. And it will bring great faith to you. Your faith will increase immediately. It is connected to it because it says here, God sees his prayer and see his gifts. Remember that and answer him. I was praying years ago. We were seeking God, and we had built this church on 7th Avenue and 64th Street in Brooklyn and Bay Ridge. And we were trying to pay for it, and I was struggling with the payments on the mortgage. And one night praying to God, he said to me, if you'll give everything you have, give everything you have, I'll take over and pay for the church. But that was difficult. I had already taken out a loan and given that loan to the church to pay for it. I had gone to my mother, who was retired in Connecticut, and increased the mortgage on her house. I said, Mom, the church needs money. We're trying to pay this building off. Would you help us? She said, I don't have anything, but increase the mortgage on my house as much as the bank will give you and give the money to the church. I'd increased the mortgage on my mother's. She was in her 70s, retired, old, elderly woman, and we increased the mortgage on her house, gave that to the church, and then I had some money. Some money that I had loaned to the church, several thousands of dollars, all that I had, because my father-in-law had given me some land, my brother had built a house, and we had sold it to buy a two-family house. Now I had two children. I was going to hope someday I could have a place of retirement. And God says, now take all of that money that you got from your father-in-law gave you and your brother helped you. Give everything you have, everything. And that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy. It's easy to tell the story. It's easy to tell it, but it was tough. And I told Jean, I said, Jean, God wants us to give everything. She said, are you sure? You mean, are you hearing straight? And I said, yep, I'm sure. Well, she said, God bless her. If you're sure that God said it, then we're going to do it. So we did it. That's the best thing I ever did outside of getting saved and getting married. Those were better, but that was the third best thing I ever did because my faith rose immediately. My faith went. I had nothing. I went to Connecticut with no money, talked to the real estate man, bought this wonderful property without a penny. Bought it. I too long a story to take you, but God bless me. Did it for me, and I had faith. It was incredible how it changed my life, giving everything. Now, he doesn't ask you to give everything, but he'll ask you to make him. He might. I can't say God won't. He might. Well, usually he doesn't. That's a little bit unusual. But he'll ask you to do something that's difficult. Do it and get your faith strong and move out in God and become everything he wants you to. You to be. That was the beginning of a whole change in my life. Remember my alms. Remember his alms. Praise God. Praise God. May he grant you according to your heart's desires. Thank God. And fulfill all of your purposes. What a prayer. And let's pray that for each other. He was praying as David was praying the heart of God. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will raise our banners, and that is us at Times Square Church. We will lift the banner in the name of the Lord over this city and ask God to save this city and change this place and save thousands and millions. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions. May God fulfill all of your petitions. That's what this Tuesday night prayer is about, is God fulfilling your petition. He's bigger than any need in this church. Let's believe him tonight. Hallelujah. As we pray. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. I know that. God has anointed you. God will watch after you. He saves his anointed people that you've prayed through and received the Holy Spirit and the anointing is on you. He saves you. He saves his anointed. He will answer you from his holy heaven. God will answer you. He will hear the prayers praying from a sincere heart that is with faith. with the saving strength of his right hand. He will save you and deliver you. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight. Remember the name of the Lord. Those that trust in the flesh have fallen, but we stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer when you call. May God answer you. What a prayer. What a prayer. And he was praying. It's the heart of God. And he is reaching out to you because he's waiting for your prayers. He's waiting for believing prayers. Now cast your doubts to one side and grab a hold of the promises of God. And let's believe him tonight for the needs that we have. God answers prayer. Hallelujah. And we're going to spend the time praying, not going to spend it preaching. We're going to pray and believe God tonight. He'll answer you when you pray. You'll seek him. He'll speak to you. He's a prayer answering God. I need your prayers. We need each other's prayers. I need your prayers. I have serious heart trouble. And I'm asking you to pray for me tonight. Pray for these elders. Pray for the pastor tonight. Pray for him. Pray for the leaders here tonight. Pray for the choir. Pray for the leaders in this church, the musicians. Pray that God will send us a mighty revival and let's believe for it tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He answers prayer. I'm all finished with this story. I was praying years ago for my mother-in-law. It was a wonderful mother-in-law. Now, I never laughed at a mother-in-law's joke in my life because I had a tremendous mother-in-law. My wife's mother was wonderful, wonderful to me. She was moved with us. She was dying with cancer, and she came to live in our house. I was fasting and praying for her. Fasted for 3 weeks praying for her every day. She came, and I was praying for her every night. One night, I'm praying for my mother-in-law. And while I'm praying for her, God answers another prayer. I was also praying for her. We needed a place to build a church over at 7th Avenue. I told you about praying for it, but we needed to build it. And we needed a place, and we needed land. And I'm praying for that church, for God to give us land. While I'm praying for her, God spoke to me and said, I will give you the land for the church. I'll give it to you. And God gave us the land at 7th Avenue and 64th Street, worth today, it's a commercial property, worth a lot of money. And there's a Spanish church today going on. When we moved to a larger place, we told a Spanish church, we told them, whatever you can give us for it, it's yours because it's dedicated to God. And Brother Pia Padilla has the church there to this day. It's going on. But the land, I prayed through and God gave us that land. I was praying. And God said, I'll give it to you. God has everything. God has everything you need tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to get this point home and ending, whatever. And you know, it was bigger than my faith. I thought we were going to have to struggle to buy the land. God said, I'll give you the land. I'll give it to you. I got it. I can do what you need. God is equal to your need tonight and my need. I've got needs. You pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. I mean that. Pray for me. Pray for the pastors. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the folks here. And let's pray for each other. We need each other. We need one another. I need you. I need your prayers. I really need them. And you need our prayers. Let's be joined. And together we can win and see this city brought to a place of turning to God. In the name of Jesus, let's shout hallelujah. And God bless you, everyone. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we take a moment? Let's stand together And I want to pray in accordance to the word that we've heard tonight, that God would help us. I'm going to ask Elder Jerry to Hampton to come and pray with us. But I want you to pray in accordance with what we've heard tonight. We heard that God wants us to not just to hear the word, but to be doers of the word, to give, amen, to give of ourselves. It's not enough just to pray for various needs, but are we willing? This is what the Lord's been speaking to us. Are we willing to be the answers to those prayers? Amen. Can God use us? Can he speak to us? Can he send us as an answer to meet the needs that are around us? And so we want to pray that the Lord will help us to give all that we have, all our resources, all that we are, that it would be given for the purposes of God. Amen. And we want to continue to believe God that he will enable us not to lean on our own strength. Amen. Not our own resources, but that we will trust in him, like we read tonight. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. That's what Pastor Ben shared with us tonight. So we want to believe God to enable us not to lean on our own strength, but to trust in him and to continue to allow him to direct us and to believe him to answer these prayers that we're praying. You know, sometimes it's easier to pray for other folks, but it's hard sometimes to believe God for our own needs. Amen. Sometimes it's hard, but the Lord is going to help us. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you take a minute or two and begin to lift your voice in accordance with what we've heard tonight? And I want you to begin to pray that God will work this word in your heart tonight. He'll work this surrender, this ultimate total surrender in your heart and mind tonight. Amen. And so I'm going to ask Elder Jerry to come and pray as well. But you lift your voice, folks. You cry out to God tonight in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your glory come, God. Lord, even now, Lord, as our pastors have given us encouragement tonight, Jesus, we call on your name. God, we ask you to join us right now. Lord, we call on the name of the Lord. And you said who calls on your name will be saved. God, there are needs in this house tonight. We need you, Lord. God, we heard that Pastor Ben, Lord, we want to pray for him tonight, Lord Jesus. God, he has a need right now, and we just stretch out our hands toward him even now, and we're asking you to touch him, God. Touch him supernaturally, Lord, by the Holy Spirit of heaven. Touch Pastor Ben, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his heart according to your word, Lord. Strengthen him even now, God. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit move on his body right now in the name of Jesus. In your name, Lord God, we pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Ben. We thank you for Pastor Will and Pastor Patrick, Pastor Carter and Pastor Teresa. We thank you for the leaders of this church, God. We thank you for your blessing upon their lives. We're asking you, God, that your anointing would flow even greater through their lives, God. Lord, let your protection be on them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. As we heard tonight, you're a big God. You're bigger than our needs. You're bigger than ourselves. You're bigger than our dreams. You're bigger than our own promises to each other. You are God, and we worship you. Lord, by the authority of your name, by the glory of your name, by the power of your name, the majesty of your name, Lord, we're asking you to meet the needs in this house tonight in the name of the Lord. You know every one of our needs, God. God, we have a need. Lord, we want to step out of the boat, as it were. We want to have courage to step out and do that which is difficult. God, what we heard our pastor say to us tonight, Lord, to do the difficult, to give where it hurts, to give, God. Lord, to give of ourselves, to give of our time, to give of our talents that you've given us, Lord. God, help us to do the difficult right now. Give us courage, Lord. Let faith arise in our hearts even now. God, speak to every heart here tonight about what you want us to do, what you have a calling for our own individual lives tonight, Lord. Let it be so in our lives tonight, God. Lord, we beseech heaven, and we join together in the name of the Lord, and we cry out for this. God, we believe. We believe that you'll answer our prayer. We believe that you'll give us courage to take a bold step. We believe you'll give us the faith to do the difficult. We believe you'll give us faith to open doors, God, that have not been opened to us before. We believe, God. We believe you'll send us where we can't go in ourselves. We believe that you'll make us who we can't be in ourselves. We believe in the name of the Lord. We believe, God. We believe you're a good God. We believe you're a big God. We believe you answer prayer and that you're with us tonight. You're standing in our midst tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let your glory fill this place. Let your glory come even now, God. Lord, hear every cry, every heart, every need that's in this house. And God, get glory. Get glory in the name of the Lord. Get glory through our prayers, God. Lord, we've prayed for those who have cards tonight. We've prayed for those that we minister to. And God, we're asking now for each other. We're asking for our lives. We're asking for ourselves. We're asking for our families. We're asking for the needs that we have, God. Lord, there are health needs here tonight. There are financial needs here tonight. There are work needs here tonight. There are miracles that are needed tonight, God. And we call on the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Get great glory. Great glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Release heaven. Release heaven to us, God. In the name of the Lord. We touch your throne because of what you've done for us, Jesus. And we believe in the mighty name and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, we want to close out. We're going to pray for Pastor Carter and Pastor Teresa right now. They're in Colorado Springs with Pastor Gary at what's called the Expect Ministers Conference. And Pastor Carter will be ministering tonight, and they are 2 hours behind. And so we want to pray for the anointing to come on him. I was speaking to him this afternoon, and he said there's a spirit of discouragement on ministers. Many of them are thinking of giving up. Many have given up the ministry, and so we want to pray against that spirit. Can we believe God tonight to break that spirit in the name of Jesus? He's given us authority to pull down those strongholds. Amen. And we're going to pray that the Holy Ghost come on those pastors' spirit, that the Holy Ghost will quicken them, that he'll encourage them, renew their vision. He'll heal their hearts, heal marriages. We're going to pray that God anoint our pastor and give him a word from heaven. Hallelujah. A word from heaven that will penetrate through the lies of the enemy, through the darkness, and bring a light of hope and faith into the hearts of the pastors. Can we believe God for that, folks? He's given us authority. Hallelujah. Elder David, come. Folks, I want you to take 2 minutes right now. 2 minutes. Begin to lift your voice. You pray now. You pray. Pray for the church. Pray for the bride. Pray for Pastor Carter. Pray for the pastors. Come on, lift your voice all over this place. Hallelujah. 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 Worship leader. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can call on your name for every music director, every choir director. God, that they would not grow weary in well-doing, oh God. But Lord, you said, Lord, they would reap it. That you will encourage their hearts, that you will strengthen their hearts, that you'll be their glory and the lifter of their heads tonight. God, we're believing you that you will break the lies of the enemy. You'll break the grip of darkness. Lord, the cloud, the dark cloud that has risen over many ministers' heads tonight. God, that you'll cause it to dispel, that you'll bring a light of hope. God, that you'll bring your anointing, Lord, to break the yoke, Lord, to bring your anointing, oh God, to set ministers free. This is your bride. This is your church. Lord, in the last hour of time, you said in your word that you're going to have a victorious church. I thank you that we have triumphed over every work of the darkness. I thank you, Lord, that we have power with God, Lord, to pull down these strongholds. I thank you that we have the ability here in New York, Lord, to pray your blessing down on Colorado Springs. Lord, to pray your blessing down on these meetings. To pray your blessing down. To pray your anointing. Come on, Pastor Carter. Let your anointing come on Jim Simbla. Let your anointing come on Tim DeLena. Let your anointing, Lord, come on Pastor Gary. Let your anointing come on Pastor Teresa. Let your anointing come on these ministers. God, as they stand behind that sacred desk, that your glory will fall in these meetings. That your glory will come upon these ministers. God, that you'll raise them up. God, that you'll quicken them. That you'll renew their vision. That the spirit of prayer.
prayer and supplication will come upon them. God, that you will stir them to the core of their being, that you'll stir them like never before. God, that you'll renew them, Lord, for the journey ahead. God, we're thankful and grateful for what you're going to do. God, in this hour, we're believing you to do what only you can do, God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus, glory to your name. Hallelujah, we give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're praying for nothing less than an open heaven over that conference, dear God. This conference called Expect, dear God. We expect you to come and glorify the name of Jesus. We pray with great expectancy in our heart because we know the God to whom we come. We know the God to whom we cry out to. You're a good God. You're a faithful God. The same faithful God who called these men and these women into ministry. God, your callings are without repentance. God, you call them to be faithful women and men of God. Lord, we pray against every voice of darkness. We pray against every voice of confusion. We pray against every voice of discouragement that has wanted to cause them, dear God, to grow weak. Cause them, dear God, to grow weary in the battle, dear God. We pray for every congregation that they represent. Father, we pray for every congregation, dear Lord, no matter what denomination they represent. We're asking, oh God, for the fire of heaven to come and ignite the passion in the heart of these men and women who you've called into the pulpit. God, we're asking for the favor of God to encourage them this evening. We're asking for the voice of heaven to speak through our pastor. God, we're asking your voice to be heard. God, we're asking for everyone who comes with prejudice in their heart, dear God, with already a predetermination of what they're going to hear. We're asking you to shatter their expectations. Dear God, shatter, dear God, every hindrance. Shatter every form of resistance that would in their hearts, dear God, that would withhold them, dear God, from embracing the truth this evening. We ask, dear God, for a release from heaven. Dear God, to be able to withhold, dear God, to be able to embrace your word, to be able to hear it, dear God, in the heart, in the inner man. God, we're asking for chains to be broken. We're asking for lies to be shattered, for the teeth of the enemy to be shattered, dear God. We're asking, oh God, for prison doors to fly off their hinges, oh God, tonight. Jesus, glorify your name. Speak, oh God, from heaven. Speak, dear God. Dear God, break discouragement over these pastors, dear God. They're tired. Many of them, dear God, have thought of giving up the ministry, dear God. They're crying out to you in the inner man, dear Lord. They're saying, if you don't speak, it's over. If you don't speak to them tonight, it's over. Dear God, we're asking, oh God, for you to rescue. Rescue, you are the Savior of their souls. Dear God, rekindle the flame in their hearts, oh God. Renew them, dear God. Renew their calling, oh God. Open the eyes of their understanding to see you high and lifted up as the great shepherd of their souls. Let them know tonight that you haven't abandoned them, that they're not alone, that they don't have to lean on their own understanding, that they don't have to lean upon the arm of the flesh, that while others may trust in chariots and others may trust in horses, that they have the name of the Lord their God. They can rely on you, oh God. You are their strength. You are their refuge. Tonight, show yourself strong and mighty on behalf of your church, oh God, with a strong and mighty arm. God, with a great and mighty hand, deliver them from their enemy, the enemy of discouragement, the enemy of despair, the enemy of despondency, the enemy of fear, dear God. Deliver them. Heal their hearts. Heal their marriages. Heal their families. Heal their congregations. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we will be careful to give you the glory because it belongs to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It belongs to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, thank you for hearing our cry tonight. Thank you for the shout of victory that's in our souls. Thank you, Lord, that you defeated the powers of darkness. You made an open show of them. I thank you, Lord, that your anointing is going to come on Jim Simbla. Your anointing is going to come on Pastor Tim DeLena. Your anointing is going to come on Pastor Claude Hood. Your anointing is going to come upon Pastor Teresa. I thank you for a bondage-breaking anointing that's going to come upon Pastor Gary, Pastor Carter, Lord, as they minister behind the sacred desk. God, I thank you for a word that will demolish the lies of the enemy. I thank you for the victory that's going to come into the souls of these ministers.
Jesus. I thank you that in the last days, you're going to have a victorious bride, a bride that is going to stand, God, with her foot on the head of the enemy. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you that the enemies of God are bred for us, for you have given us the victory. God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We look forward to the glorious reports of answered prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to send Pastor Carter back with a glorious report, Lord, of what you've done in this conference. God, we honor you tonight. Thank you for sharing. We thank you for the privilege of sharing your burden tonight, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the privilege of sharing your burden, your heart, Lord, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Folks, we're going to sing a song and go rejoicing in the name of the Lord. Time's up. The Lord bless you. We'll see you this coming Friday at the gate and also in Pastor William's powerful Bible study for those 30 and over. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Please greet someone before you go in the name of the Lord. Amen.